All right, first we're going to welcome Abby Kaplan. Erev Tov, good evening, everyone. We are in the Zera Shimshon on Parshas Tzav. We're doing a little bit of a shorter piece than usual tonight because I know everyone is heavily involved in preparations for Chag HaPesach. And but it's a very interesting piece nonetheless. And we're going to get right in. In order to understand the piece, we're going to look at two psukim. So this is Sefer Vayikra, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, again from Parshas Tzav. Vayadaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Ze Korban Aharon Uvonov, this is the sacrifice of Aharon and his sons, Asher Yakrivu Lashem, that they will offer to Hashem, B'yom Himashach Oso, on the day that he is anointed, Asiris ha'efa soles mincha tamid, a tenth of an efa. An efa was a biblical measurement. A tenth of an efa of fine flour as a mincha, as a meal offering, tamid, continuously. Machatzisa baboker, half should be brought in the morning, umachatzisa ba'arev, and half should be brought in the afternoon. What this pasuk is referring to in this little section of the Torah is referring to is the fact that when a Kohen, any Kohen, not just the Kohen Gadol, not just Aharon in terms of these psukim, but any Kohen, his first day on the job, when he first began to work in the Mishkan or in later in the Beis HaMikdash, he brought what was called a Minchas Chinuch, a Korban Mincha, a meal offering, as we just saw, a fine flour of Soles. And it was called a Chinuch because a Chinuch means an inaugural, an initiation type of offering. And so a Kohen on his first day would bring one of those. And then that was it. He had fulfilled his obligation to bring that particular Korban Mincha, the Minchas Chinuch. And then he would go on every day with his usual procedures in the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash. If a person was a Kohen Gadol, and that's like Aharon is mentioned in this pasuk, then he brought the Kohen, he also brought this Minchas Chinuch, this inaugural meal offering sacrifice on his first day, but then a Kohen Gadol would bring it every single day after that as well. A Kohen Gadol had an obligation to bring a special Korban Mincha called a Minchas Chavitin every day during his service as the Kohen Gadol, and that's what these psukim are talking about. The Zera Shimshon is going to start with a piece in the Yalkut Shimoni. And in order to understand that piece, which he quotes only a short part of, it's important to realize one fact, and that is that according to the Yalkut Shimoni, the offering that Aharon brought on his first day on the job was as precious to Hashem, the Yalkut Shimoni says, as the Korban Nesiim, as all of the Korbanos that the Nesiim, that the princes brought when they dedicated the Mishkan and the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, which we learn about in Parshas Naso. So just to make that clear one more time, keep this fact in mind. According to the Yalkut Shimoni, it brings down an opinion from Chazal that the offering talked about here that we just read about when Aharon, the Kohen Gadol, brought his first Korban Mincha, his inaugural Korban Mincha meal offering in the Mishkan, that was as precious to Hashem and compared to all the offerings that the inaugural offerings that the Nesiim brought that we read about in Parshas Naso, where each leader of a shevet of a tribe brought a special offering, a long set actually of special offerings and korbanos to dedicate to the Mishkan and the Mizbech. The animals were of course offered on the Mizbech at that time. So keep that in mind as we begin the piece in the Zera Shimshon. This is Os Dalid, Parshas Tzav, Os Dalid, section 4. Medrash Yalkut, the Yalkut Shimoni says, Al Pasuk, on the Pasuk that we just read, Zeh Korban Aharon Uvonav, this is the sacrifice of Aharon and his sons. Amar Rav Idi stated, Mis'aveh HaYedavid LeKorban Nesiim, David HaMelech desired to bring the Korban Nesiim, the sacrifices that the Nesiim, that each of the princes brought on the day that they came to give their inaugural offerings and initiate the Mizbeach of the Mishkan. David wanted to do that. Hadohu Dichsiv, and there's a pasuk in Tehillim that reflects this. The Zera Shimshon's only going to bring a little snippet of the pasuk, but I'm going to read the whole pasuk to you so we get the full picture that the Zera Shimshon wants us to get. This is from Sefer Tehillim, Perek Samech Vav. Olos mechim alelach, fattened burnt offerings I will bring up to you. Im ketores elim, with the smoke of rams. Ese bokar im atudim sela, I will prepare, or I will make cattle offerings with he goats sela. So David HaMelech in this pasuk in Tehillim talks about bringing and offering all kinds of korbanos, a whole series of korbanos to Hashem. Now, of course, when we think back, we realize that the Beis HaMikdash was only built by Shlomo HaMelech, David's son. David did not merit, even though he desired to, as the Zera Shimshon will mention later in the piece, even though he was very, very much desirous of building the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem told him that this would be something that he would not be privileged to do, but his son Shlomo HaMelech would be privileged to do. And so in this pasuk, we hear how David talks about his desire to bring all of these different korbanos, and the Yalkut Shimoni brings that pasuk from Tehillim as a proof that David wanted to bring not just any korban, but a korban that would be similar to the special korbanos that the Nesiim, that the tribal princes brought, again, in their dedication of the Mizbeach, of the Mishkan. And so the quote continues, the Yalkut Shimoni continues, Ein lecha korban sheyesh bo parim elim atudim. There is no type of sacrifice that involves bulls and rams and goats, ela korban Nesiim, except for the this offering of that the Nesiim brought. Hadohu dichsiv, and this is what is written, and this pasuk is from the what we call the Parshas HaNesiim, from the list of offerings brought by the Nesiim in Parshas Noso, and the pasuk says, Ulezevach Hashlomim Bokar Shnayim, and for a Shlomim offering, two cattle, Vechule, etc. And then it goes on to mention all the other animals that the Nesiim brought, Adkan Lashono, until here is a quote from the Yalkut Shimoni. So just to simplify things, our Yalkut Shimoni piece that the Zera Shimshon opens with is teaching us that David HaMelech wanted and desired very much to bring sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash, and not just any sacrifices, but the specific sacrifices that the Nesiim brought. In other words, he wanted to be Zocha to build the Beis HaMikdash and to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash with the same types of korbanos that the Nesiim brought when they inaugurated the Mizbeach, as described in Parshas Noso. And that's what it's being taught here, and it's connected to the pasuk about Aaron bringing his offering, because his offering, according to Chazal, was as special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His meal offering on his first day working in the Mishkan, Aaron, was as special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the first korbanos brought by the Nesiim. So that helps us now understand the Yalkut Shimoni piece that the Zera Shimshon starts with. Next paragraph. Lama David hayimisaved davka lekorban Nesiim. Why did David HaMelech desire, the Zera Shimshon asks, desire to bring specifically the korban Nesiim, velo lishum korban acher, and not any other type of korban? Why specifically? Why was David focused on the korban Nesiim? Ulefi apshat, according to our simple understanding, yesh la sei shtei terutzim. We can give two answers to this question. And so the Zera Shimshon begins with the first answer, the Rambam. Pasuk HaRambam, the Rambam teaches us the halacha, kishem shehigrivu hanesiim bechanukas hamizbeach. Just like the Nesiim, the tribal princes, brought special korbanos when they dedicated the mizbeach, devorim she'ein kamoson l'dos, They brought types of things, types of items, and types of animals all together, which would never be brought again, which would not be brought again in the future. So they was a very unique occurrence, a very unique type of offerings that the Nisim brought they were unprecedented. This was not the kind of thing that ever that was going to be repeated in general. We're going to see a couple of exceptions to that, but in general, what the Nisim brought, the types of animals and other items that they brought, was a unique, special experience, specifically dedicated to the inauguration of the Mishkan and the Mizbech, as we said. So the Rambam says, just like they did that, she'ein kamosin ledoros, which are not usually given, and which would not usually be given in future generations, v'hikrivu b'Shabbos, and they also brought korbanos on Shabbos, because of course we can recall that there are 12 Nesiim, 12 tribal princesses, and each prince brought his offering on one day, and then the next day the second Nasi, and the third day the third. So of course, with 12 Nesiim, one of the Nesiim was going to bring his offerings on Shabbos, and nonetheless, that was allowed, and Hashem said that that was permissible, even though in general, there's no, a korban nedava, a voluntary offering, is never brought on Shabbos, but these were individuals bringing their voluntary korbanos on Shabbos, and that was also very exceptional. Kach ha-nasi makriv, the Rambam continues, so too, the nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, will offer le'asid in the future, that means in the time of the third Beis HaMikdash, chanukoso, his dedication offering, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. So the Rambam says, just like it happened with the Nisim, back all the way back in the time of the inauguration of the Mishkan, so too, it won't happen for almost all of Jewish history, but it will happen again in the future, God willing, in the time of the third Beis HaMikdash, when the leader of the Jewish people will bring a special offerings to inaugurate the third Beis HaMikdash. V'chein korbono shehikrivu b'mei Ezra. And also there was another exception with the korbonos, the inaugural korbonos that Ezra brought, haboyim mei hashivi, which were brought from the people who returned from Babylonian captivity, miluim hayu. These were special inaugural sacrifices. Ve'ein noagin ledoros, and there is these types of sacrifices do not get brought during the rest of the generations of the Jewish people, ad kan lashono. So the Zer Shimshon brings in this Rambam, who teaches us this piece from the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, that teaches us that in general, there are very, very specific rules and halachos and procedures that determine which korbanos can be brought, which people can bring them, on which days, how they need to be brought. But he says, the Rambam says, but there are certain exceptions. One of those exceptions took place with the korbanos brought by the Nesiim to inaugurate the Mishkan. Another exception took place, Bimei Ezra, with the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. And another exception will take place, Be'ezus Hashem, B'mehera, in the time of the third building of the third Beis HaMikdash and its inauguration, when the leader of the Jewish people at that time will also bring special korbanos that will be unique and that will also be brought on Shabbos again, which would not follow the normal rules. And the normal rules won't apply in that situation. Zera Shimshon continues, Umitam Zeh, and for this reason, Hayadavid Misave. This explains why David had a special desire to bring the korbanos, like similar to what the Nesiim brought. Shahare Bain B'Mishkan, whether or not we're talking about the Mishkan, Bain Le'asid, whether or not we're talking about the future third Beis HaMikdash, Bain B'Mei Ezra, whether or not we're talking about during the days of the building of the second Beis HaMikdash in the time of Ezra, Hikrivu Miluim. They brought special, unique, inaugural korbanos to initiate, so to speak, the mizbeach at that time. Omnom, however, the bayis rishon shebona Shlomo, with the first Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo built, lo hayusham miluim. These special inaugural korbanos were not brought. So the first Beis HaMikdash built by Shlomo in the time of Shlomo Melech, and under the leadership and the supervision of Shlomo HaMelech, miluim, special, unique, inaugural korbanos, were not brought. V'David shahayirotze livnos Beis HaMikdash, and David HaMelech, who wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, Kemosha Omer HaKosav, as the Pasuk teaches us, Hayimisaveh La'asos Gam Hu HaKorban Shel Miluim. He desired not only to build the first Beis HaMikdash, but he desired to bring the special korbanos that the Nesiim brought. Shehu Korban Chadosh, that this is a new type of korban. It's a unique new type of korban. V'nechmad, and it's special and cherished. She'ein dugmoso l'doros, and there's nothing similar to it in the future generations. Again, except with those two exceptions that the Rambam mentioned. So here is the end of the first answer that the Zer Shimshon brings to his question. And he's explaining to us that when the Yalkut Shimoni says David HaMelech Dafka wanted to bring and desired to bring the korbanos, a korbanos similar to what the Nesiim did, there's more to that statement than meets the eye, because it's telling us that David HaMelech desired, profoundly desired and hoped to build the first Beis HaMikdash. And when in his mind, he envisioned that when that would happen, when hopefully Hashem would allow him to build the first Beis HaMikdash, he envisioned himself and hoped he would be able to bring very, very unique, special inaugural korbanos, just as in the Nesiim did. However, Hashem, as we mentioned, and as we know from Jewish history, told him that the zchus, the incredible special privilege and merit to build the first Beis HaMikdash would not be his, but would belong to Shlomo HaMelech. So David's desire to build the Beis HaMikdash and to bring these special korbanos did not come to fruition. Now the Zer Shimshon tells us the second possible explanation behind David's desire to bring these special korbanos. Inami, alternatively, Yodua, it is known, She'ilu HaYadavid Bone HaBayis, if David HaMelech had in fact built the Beis HaMikdash, Lo HaYenechar of Me'olam, it never would have been destroyed. If David HaMelech had built the Beis HaMikdash, it never would have been destroyed, the Zer Shimshon says. Uchte Amrinan Bigamar Baparakama de Sota, as Chazal teach us in the first parak of Maseches Sota, Moshe v'David lo sholtu sonehem b'maseh yedehem. Regarding Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, their enemies had no control, no power over the things that they built. And in that Gemara, we understand that that's referring to the Mishkan that Moshe built, and it was never destroyed. In the end, the Mishkan that Moshe built was hidden, its components were buried, and it was hidden, but it was never destroyed. And so too, David HaMelech built a special citadel, a tower, and a place to live, and that also was not destroyed by his enemies. And so from that Chazal, the Zer Shimshon says, we see that David HaMelech, had he built the Beis HaMikdash, that too never would have been destroyed. V'haya oso habayis bayis ha'acharon, and that Beis HaMikdash, that David, if he had been able to build it, would have been the first and last Beis HaMikdash. There would have been no first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, and God willing, a third Beis HaMikdash. There just would have been one Beis HaMikdash that David would have built, and it never would have been destroyed. And it would have required for its inauguration the special korbanos of the Nasi, of the prince and leader of the Jewish people, Hamafurish b'Yecheskel, which is explained in Sefer Yecheskel, and you can see the reference there to Prakim Mem Hei and Mem Vav, and Yecheskel, v'dlochein, and therefore David ha'yemis'aveh. That's why David was so desirous, lahakriv zeha korban, to bring the special korbanos, v'livnos habayis, and to build the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, and only Beis HaMikdash, shehu haya hamelech v'hanasi, because his role would have been both as king, David HaMelech, as history knows him, but also the Nasi, also the religious leader of the Jewish people. V'hayamakriv oso hakorban, and therefore it certainly would have been his right and obligation to bring the special inaugural korbanos as described in Sefer Yecheskel, that will be brought, that when Yecheskel talks about them, we view them as a future a nevuah about the future. These are the special korbanos that will be brought for the dedication of the third Beis HaMikdash in the time of Mashiach in the future. But the Zer Shimshon says those exact korbanos, that exact description in Sefer Yechezkel would have applied to David HaMelech. And that's what he wanted to do, because they would have been the inaugural korbanos of the only Beis HaMikdash. You know, the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, would not have to wait for some future event. There would have been one Beis HaMikdash, and right then and there, David HaMelech would have brought these special korbanos, and that is what he was desirous of doing. That is what he hoped and prayed and davened so much to do. But as we said, he was not allowed to do so. So the Zeres Shimshon, as he often does, takes a somewhat innocuous looking statement in the Medrash here, in this case, from the Yalkut Shimoni. And he goes much deeper into it and helps us understand what's really going on. And here we learn about a special desire of David HaMelech's to be able, A, to build the Beis HaMikdash, and B, therefore, to be able to bring the very unique and special korbanos that are brought only in very unique circumstances during the course of Jewish history. Yasher Koch to everyone for joining us in the learning tonight. Steve and I will be able to get back to people hopefully about next sessions, because of course Sunday will be Yontif. We'll all be enjoying, God willing, the holiday of Pesach and the Siddurim and everything that goes with it. So we'll be in touch about the next Zeres Shimshon Shir.